from KQED.
California used to be home to thousands of local crop varieties. Grocery stores looked like today's farmers markets, teeming with unique fruits and vegetables. Today, only a few of those crops are still grown, but Sam Harnett visited a seed company that's recovering some of those lost heirloom varieties.
There's no way across over here. You'll see the animals and the pigs and...
Farmer John Fenley has big ambitions for his new 10-acre plot of land. He's going to put an orchard up front and fill the fields with over 1,000 crop varieties. Out by the stream, the garlic's already in.
But what we're looking at here is all these rows were dug by hand and were created by hand. We have over 97 varieties of garlic planted. Raspberries, boysenberries, on and on the list goes.
Fenley has a farmer's build, large shoulders, a constant grin, and a passion for plants. Even before he started his sustainable seed company 3 years ago, he had a big garden. Then one day, he stumbled onto an old seed catalog from the 1980s. The pages were filled with varieties he'd never even heard of.
I think I counted 60 or 70 broccoli varieties in there, and I was just like, no way. Today, generally, there's maybe 4 or 5 broccoli varieties. So all those other varieties are gone. Holy mackerel. Those were not only flavors and taste, but disease resistance, pest resistance, and they're gone.
A few months ago, Fenley moved his seed operation to Covelo, a remote town in the northeast corner of Mendocino County. There's only one main road, a small grocery store, and no sheriff. The area is known for pot growers and doomers, people preparing for social catastrophe.
It's always been a place with pretty unique characters. I don't know how you want to put that.
The county is one of only 3 in the U.S. that bans genetically engineered crops. Fenley says the people in Covelo didn't want to depend on a big corporation for their seeds. They wanted something he calls seed sovereignty.
For this community, you know, a lot of what we heard was, if things get tough, like what happened, you know, that happened during the Depression, we want a source of seed and or food that's adapted to our area, and we're not held hostage by anyone or anything. There used to be seed companies for every little nook and cranny of this country.
Fenley is idealistic about bringing back that agricultural history. He launched his business by regrowing varieties developed a century ago by Luther Burbank, a renowned California horticulturalist. And unlike most other companies, his seeds aren't grown in China. He cultivates them right here, all organic and sustainable.
And what you can hear in the background now is the big wind turbine going.
There's a wind turbine for power, a colony of bees to pollinate the crops, and chickens and pigs to provide fertilizer. Out by the garlic field, Fenley shows me 2 huge refrigerated cargo containers. He's using them to store his seeds while he builds a barn. Hundreds of buckets line the shelves, each with its own variety of seed.
And you can see we're looking at honey rock melon, Ford Hook chard. The peppers are down below here. You have a Santa Fe pepper, Little Bell's pepper. There's so many different types of peppers. Peppers and tomatoes are probably the number one.
In the 1930s, big seed companies started developing hybrid varieties better suited for long hauls and mass production. Pretty soon, farmers stopped saving their seeds, and local varieties disappeared. Now Fenley says he has to scour seed banks and small farms across the state to find the old heirlooms.
Some of these varieties have been kept in people's families for 7, 8, 10 generations, and you can't buy them. And we carry some seed varieties that no one else has.
Fenley's customers aren't just gardeners. His heirloom grains are used in England to rethatch old roofs and by Bay Area bakers to make artisan breads. In the shipping room, 6 employees are packaging the precious seeds for online customers.
Everything's still done by hand.
Fenley hopes to change that soon. He recently found a 100-year-old seed packing machine, and he got it to run with a treadmill motor salvaged from the county dump.
It's a little cantankerous, and it takes some loving to keep it going, but it'll do the job.
Fenley's business is growing rapidly, and he says he hears of 4 to 5 new seed companies sprouting up every month. Since the economic downturn, more and more people have started their own vegetable gardens.
Humans have been doing this for hundreds of years. They've been growing their own food. They've been saving their seed from it. And there's a security in that. There's a sense of peace. You're connected not only to the land, but to your food.
Fenley rummages around on his desk, looking to show me his latest project.
That may have been filed away already. No, I haven't. There it is.
He pulls out a bag of tiny, shriveled seeds.
This is a wheat It's called Lancaster Fullcaster.
A customer found the seeds in her attic, and she hopes Fenley can regrow them. He says it won't be an easy task. The seeds are more than 90 years old. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett.
And that is the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. Seal Muller is our technical producer. Additional engineering by Paul Encour and Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen with help from David Marks. Our interns are Andres Barraza and Liz Reed. Our senior producer this week is Victoria Maleone. The producer is Nina Thorson. Pat Flynn was a contributing editor. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2012 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Award. More information is available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.